Yeah, and franchise the highest two game scoring span in franchise history.
But yeah, that's enough basketball. We got we got Brain Rat Radio coming up.
I'll show up to practice next time, bro.
It's okay, bro. Yeah, Brain Rot Radio coming up. Stay tuned if you like. They're going to talk about Brain Rot. Stay tuned if you'd like. Peace out. This is Professor Lucas. This is KBS Davis 9.3 FM.
Bye.
Peace. Check it away, I rip. Up to your stomach. Plop, flip. Sharp as a dagger.
Hello, welcome to Brain Rot Radio.
Hello.
This is your host, DJ Spidey.
I hate life and myself.
Oh my god, that's why we're here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest with us today.
We do.
Would you like to introduce yourself? If you don't want to, that's cool too. Hey.
I'm Johnny Munoz, I'm just here, just checking this stuff
hey.
Out.
Hey. Let's go. We're shadowing. But
Shout out.
Do you want to finish up the shadowing and then get into the brain rot?
Yes.
Let's do that. I'll put on some chill.
Put on Still Bringing It.
Yeah. Oh no. Let's do 100 hours of Shrexophone.
Sure.
This will cover us for the time being. We'll be back shortly. Goodbye, bros. We'll be right back. Hello, Brain Riders. Hello, we have returned.
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California.
This is true. So, are we ready to rot?
Yes.
Are you ready to rot?
Do we want to do the taste test first?
Yes, we have a special taste test for you all today.
We're going to jump right into it.
We're going to be tasting. Let's just jump right into it, bros. We'll be right back.
Remember scares.
Stop. Don't. Wait, can I say? I just was reminded of yesterday that I haven't thought of in years.
What?
Do you remember? Thank you. Do you remember Ligma? I saw that word and I was like, oh my god, there's no, like, it took me back.
It had like a stranglehold on us and like, I don't even remember what year that was.
Yeah.
Like 2017?
Yeah, 2017, 2016, that was the peak of life.
Remember how Ninja died of Ligma?
Thank you. Yeah, when he died, I forgot that he died of Ligma.
I know, bro.
What's Ligma?
What's up, dog?
Oh, what's up, bro? I get it.
Okay,
are you ready?
I have Glowberry flavor.
I have X flavor.
X, the everything app.
Yep. But you use Rocka AI. I just had to renew my subscription.
Why is this like...
It's like cloudy.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I know what it reminds me of, but I don't think I should say.
What does your smell like? I'm gonna add some coconut in mine.
It kind of smells like... Oh, I know what it reminds me of, but I can't place it.
Shall we?
Yes, that's... Okay. Let's...
3, 2, 1...
This one tastes like a Capri Sun.
Honestly, yeah, I get a similar vibe. Kind of, it honestly quenched my thirst a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's like not that bad.
It's really, I would finish this, honestly.
I agree.
I think mine's, on the side it says 10% coconut water. It has B vitamins, antioxidants, 835 milligrams of electrolytes.
That's a lot of electrolytes.
That's almost a whole gram.
I guess, yeah, when you put it like that, it doesn't seem like that much. Do you want to trade?
Yeah, I want to try yours. Honestly, after a few sips, I don't know how I...
Honestly, I kind of expect it to be exactly the same.
They look exactly
the
same.
They do.
Dude.
They're not exactly the same, but they're pretty similar.
Honestly, they taste like similar enough to me where if you handed me both, I would not be able to tell the difference.
Like if we did the Pepsi challenge or whatever with these.
Wait, can we talk about that?
Yeah,
that's a good brain rot subject. We're gonna throw it back to some OG brain
rot.
We're gonna throw it back to some OG brain rot. You know what I mean?
Do you want to try some?
No.
Okay. That's
honestly, I understand it. They're like being investigated by the FDA for like microplastics or whatever. But who isn't being investigated for microplastics?
Who among us?
Yeah.
Let he who is without microplastics cast the first stone.
Do we have to start getting like more and more poetic about brain rot?
Yeah.
The more the show goes on, the brain rot speaking to me. What is it saying?
I told you my secret plan for the next like month of Aggie Talk.
What
I'm gonna slowly start talking more and more about bowling until eventually I do an episode that's only bowling.
Really? Oh my god. Do you keep up with bowling like that?
No.
Oh my god. I just saw that one guy who's like,
yeah, yeah. Pete Weber. Or no, that's the backyard
it's,
baseball.
It's the guy who's like, what does he say? He's like,
whoever you think you are,
I am. Who do you think you are? I am.
I love that guy.
That guy's my goat.
Hate me or love me, you watched.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Do we want to talk about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson?
I think we have to.
I think it was a major
dude, the pupil, and soon to be DJ Emre sat down at 5 o'clock on Friday and watched it. Watched the fight for 5 hours. Did you watch it? It was pretty bad.
I was driving to Santa Barbara during the fight. So I was like, I was trying to get it on Stream East.
it was like, it was lagging so bad.
Yeah, I heard my friend.
Because it's like Netflix's first time doing a live stream. Like, what did they think was going
to
happen?
I tried to watch it on Netflix, but like my phone is so out of date that it wouldn't let me update Netflix.
Really?
To watch it.
Oh my god.
I was like constantly refreshing the stream because it would freeze after like 20 seconds. And it, like, took him forever to actually get to Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. It was, like, 9 p.m.
Dude.
And then I got to, like, 6 rounds, and then my phone died.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I saw someone on TikTok compare, not like directly, but like they said it was analogous to like Birth of a Nation. Like, they were arguing that like, because like there's the whole thing where it's scripted and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think their main thing was, the main two things were like the third fight with Serrano and Taylor, yeah. Where like kind of the fan favorite, and also like kind of in terms of numbers, in terms of like how they fought, Serrano kind of, even though they had like a really bad injury, but they kept fighting. They mm-hmm. did pretty well considering, even without the cut, they would have done pretty well. But they ended up losing because the other girl kept headbutting the Serrano, and like yeah. kept grinning. Like the cut was like, honestly, I'm surprised like yeah, you were able to show that like on television. But and then the white girl won, of course. And then with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, the bit is like, oh, Trump just got elected, and also like Jake, like guy, can we
they're
like
they're both Trump guys.
Can we be for real, bro? Like yeah, can we like. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the AI cat videos where it's like, bum, 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 and the cat's dancing?
I don't think
no. Oh, that's a good one.
There was another thing that was like a big. Oh yeah, Pookie AI dating app.
Oh, is that?
That's the. Is that's that Haley the? Welch's
is
app.
It really?
Yeah.
It's
it's called Pookie.
How do you see? I'm not gonna lie. I've used the 3-day free trial of the Riz app, the Riz AI app. Not very.
Oh no, bro.
That was pretty bad. And you only get 3. I can't even imagine the Pookie AI.
It has has an AI height detector, so you can what? Tell how tall someone is based on their photos.
Honestly, that's kind of that's kind of a unique feature. But how does that even work?
I don't
what are
know.
You talking about? They're not no training idea. Their own.
Apparently, it's like pretty accurate, I've heard.
Stop.
I'm just the messenger, though.
Dude, how much do you think they invested in their AI?
I mean, it's probably like some company that was doing this anyway, just like paid.
Yeah, they probably just pay a put her name on it. Yeah. Did you see the Logan Paul crypto stuff?
No, he's like with the new thing. I just know he's in a crypto.
There's like BBC tried to do an interview with him because they're like investigating him or whatever. What does that even mean? BBC's investigating. Anyways, they're like, cause he like he funneled a private crypto account with a bunch of. Like one type of NFT, and then another like Team Maverick or whatever account also funded the same private account, and then Logo tweeted, "Hey guys, this is the next big coin," and then right after he tweeted that private account sold a bunch of its crypto and made like 120 bajillion Robux in profit.
That's crazy.
Honestly,
the thing is, crypto is so unregulated that that's probably
it's
illegal.
That's how it is. No, it's no. Actually, it's like, I think with that kind of stuff specifically, they're kind of cracking down that with like streamers, kind of promoting. It's really brain right now. It's like kind of getting fried, yeah. But nothing we can do. No, but actually, the BBC tried to interview him about it, and he sent a lookalike to do the interview. Honestly, that's a pretty good. And it looks like close enough to where, like, honestly, I'd be confused.
Was this like the same night as the fight?
No, it's just like a few days ago. It was just a little bit after. But did you see Haley Welch now has to get a better tag? I don't even know what that is. I think that's Jake Paul's podcast company. But the bit was actually the original clip was Haley Welch was like, Jake, if you lose, you have to. Or if you win, I have to get a better tattoo. But if you lose, you have to do a. Or no, you get to do a drag show or something. And Jake Paul's like, no, I'm not doing that. He's like, I'll get a Haley Welch's podcast name. Can we say? I think we can say that.
I think you say talk to.
Talk to a. He's like, I'll get a talk to a tattoo, which unfortunately did not end up happening.
Yeah.
Have you seen his tattoos? They kind of suck. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
That tattoo just for fun.
Wait, what?
And it's every day, bro. When he drops the bar, the tattoo just for fun.
Oh yeah.
Because he has the gun tattoo on his leg. Like, you're from Ohio, bro. What do you? Remember the Ohio arc? Not Ohio arc, but like their Ohio Fried Chicken.
Yes, bro.
Merch. And they're like, we're from Ohio.
We're Ohio guys.
All right.
Of course we.
Of course they bring the.
Of course those.
Dude, we should have an episode just dedicated to like the whole.
All the Ohio lore.
Hello, the people.
Hello.
The people wants to say, oh, never mind. Do you go and try some Prime? Yeah, yes. We have X Flavor and Glowberry.
It's like not that bad.
Yes.
It kind of, this one kind of tastes like Capri Sun. Glowberry Funk.
You like that? How many people did that one, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I was thinking that. No, you're so real for that one.
Yeah, we're just talking about it. What do you think?
Bro, this Saturday, Big Justice and AJ are going back to pro wrestling.
They are?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Wait, who's Big Justice? Is he?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, so this past Wednesday, yesterday, they debuted on AEW, like at the end, and like.
Did the crowd lose it?
I couldn't tell if they were. I couldn't tell if the crowd was booing or if they were booming.
Oh!
In the video that I saw, but I think they are having like a match on Saturday.
Oh my god!
I remember I sent you an Instagram room with LeBron, dude.
Dude, have you seen the? Oh, actually, I can't talk about this on air. Wait. We're back.
Who's the most brain rot NBA player, you think?
I think
it's Paul George.
Paul George. Who's that one that's like really egregiously? I forget his name. He's like egregiously. There's like compilations of him like being bad and Shaq hates him. Yeah, yeah. But it's not like recently. It's like JaVale McGee. I love McGee. I love JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee highlights. Yeah, the Lakers need to buy him.
That's how they're going to fix their season. Dwight Howard is definitely brain rot. Uh-huh. I think it's Paul George. Like brain rot or brain rotted? I think both.
Really?
Dwight Howard
is James Harden a contender?
James Harden is definitely up there.
I feel like... Wait, really?
I feel like Jokic is like the least brain rotted player for sure. I feel like Jokic has unlocked the ability to use 100% of his brain, but only for basketball and horse racing. But this is Brim Radio, not Mismatch.
Yeah,
I love Jared McCain. He's so good. Definitely.
Honestly, I think we're missing. LeBron is pretty brain rotted. Remember his Bart Simpson drawing, yes, with like the off white shorts? He's like, just picked up the pen.
I'm sorry, Bart, been a while since I picked up the pen. Definitely.
Yeah.
Smiling through it all. Can't believe this, my life.
Always on the first page of the book. Yes. Always on the first page. Yep. Is he always
it's not even
lying?
Like the first like page of text will be on like the acknowledgement.
It's the table of contents.
The
copyright
page.
Yeah. Oh my god. When
you
or
were not a vibe, bro.
When Bronny trademarked the name Bronald. You remember this? There was like a time when like Bronny was like trademarking, I think, like streamer names or something, like nicknames. And one
he joined
of them was
FaZe.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Is he still
I have no
technically
idea.
Even in that? Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
He's averaging like 4 points a game in the G League.
I could do better.
Oh my god. You probably could.
I think I probably could.
I think you're tall enough to be able to get more than 1 point per game in the G League.
Bro. Honestly, dude, I'm at like the bottom of the barrel for NBA heights. Not bottom of the barrel, but like, you know, I'm like below average.
You could
considering.
Be a, you could play a point.
That's true. I could be goalie. I could be goalie, right?
Yes.
I'm 6'5", yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, really? I could be the next James Harden.
You could.
That's my dream.
Yeah, have you seen the James Harden stats breakdown based on how the quality of like the gentlemen's clubs in the city that he's playing in?
Wait, what? You've never Are you seen serious?
This is like a classic Reddit post. I'll show this to you after.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Crazy.
I like that one club with James Harden where he runs after the ball, then he gives up. And he's like, I don't like him.
I feel like there was another major event that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what it was.
Let me think. Well, I want to look up the other Bronno names.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar, I'll be honest.
I'm not hip.
Bronno. Nothing comes up when I look up the word Bronno.
Can we look up like NBA slander nicknames?
Wait. Boardroom breaking. Bronny James has filed trademark applications for. I actually don't think I could say that. Brendan. one of them's.
Yeah, skip that
it's
one.
It's like a PB&J, but two of those letters are in there. Junior. Lyndon B. Johnson.
It's the restaurant.
It's the restaurant, yes. It's the restaurant, Junior. Bronny and Bronald plans to enter the world of NFTs, video games, and apparel per at Josh Gerben. Shout out Josh Gerben.
Josh Gerben. She Gerben? No. I don't think I can say that.
Just look up Brain Rot and see what...
but family friendly.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You steel cage match.
Steel cage match. We should do it. We should
remember
put some
when
like.
Remember when the Undertaker threw Mankind off the cell? Yes. That went crazy.
Yes.
My friend was telling me how he climbed up to the top of Freeborn Hall like not that long ago.
Really? We should do that.
We should do that. It's like it's like not hard.
Yeah. Oh my god. Or like you know in Cobra Kai when he kicks him off the second story of the high school when the fight breaks out and he kicks him out and he actually paralyzes bro for like a couple episodes.
Dang.
He comes back though, but he's in a wheelchair for a little bit. Season 2.
That's brutal.
The new season of Cobra Kai just came out actually. That's pretty brain rot.
I've never seen Cobra Kai.
I'm a day one watcher. I think our time's almost coming to an end. It's 31.
No, bro.
It's okay. Well, the brain rot will continue in 2 weeks.
It will.
This is DJ Spidey.
This is DJ DB Cooper.
DJ DB Cooper signing off.
Thank you. Thank you to our
Thank
shadow.
Thank you for brain rotting with us.
For being goated.
Thank you to our shadow also. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
bros.
Y'all.
Exploding, my mind eroding at the thought of you existing. Carved from the same tree.